I guess it's appropriate that the job director says a few things here as well. We've seen in the presentations how Richard was at the heart of Dutch PLBI, and as Harry already mentioned, he then went on and founded Jive. He was the first director of Jive, and he was instrumental in defining it and defining its core letter. And I was not going to reminisce on how Rich and I first met, but there was a hike involved as well. I think we went around the Hypnotist Laboratory three times, and I can't remember whether it was me trying to convince Richard to hire me, or Richard trying to convince me to hire me. Okay, so founding of Jive is this year, 19 years ago, and so we have something to celebrate next year. We will have a new building. We will close Richard's Mark IV core later. We will presumably have new funding, and we hope to have a new legal entity for Jive next year, when it is 20 years after founding Jive. And if you come to Jive, and if you work at Jive, there is still a lot of Richard's legacy there. In fact, I realized that preparing for the visiting review panel a month ago, we were still plotting the same metrics that Richard helped defining when we were starting correlations. Empty meetings, so management team meetings, have been the same format since Richard defined them. Everybody has their say around the table, and in the end, it's the director who decides. Yes. I suspect, but it's still my way, yes. And I suspect that it's actually very, very Dutch thing to do. So I agree with Harry that Richard is very, very Dutch in these matters. So when Richard left Jive, we had a farewell party. You saw a picture of how we gave Richard all the old tapes at that point. Salt did not remind you of that. We gave him a very, very expensive, yet completely worthless present, namely one of the old Mark IV tape recorder heads that one of the engineers had mounted. It's cost a lot of money when you buy them, but now, since we don't use tapes, they're completely worthless. And today, at your retirement party, I'm going to do an even worse thing, because I'm not going to give you a present. But I'm going to ask you to donate something to us. I need something from you back. And I suspect you're a clever man, so I fear that you already start to feel what's coming. And as our English colleagues would put it, we need something iconic back from you. my understanding.
That's why I understand the joke.
And so when you retire, I think this is when you have to learn to sit still. And Roy already referred to that. That will be very difficult for you. And that's also something we want from you. Because we have an appointment for you on the 4th of May, and I was assured by your boss, your real boss, that this is possible. And you will report to Kate Lowe, who is a painter. And it's not a present from us to you, but it's really something we should back for you. We would like to have your painting in our new building next year. So I guess I should first give you now this sample and the invitation for that pitch.
Thank you, Val.
So we have to congratulate you, probably not on your retirement, I think I speak on behalf of the, I think 80% of the guide management is here, Arpad, ladies, we're sold, and a lot of members of the giant board. Hans is the new chair, Anton, Simon, Mike. I think that's it. And of course, all of the Jive staff, we would like to congratulate you not on your retirement, but at least on a wonderful career.